Here's a thought about the first step in the creative process. The older I get and the more I've been working at photography, the more I begin to see some parallels between something I wish I knew more about, but I don't, I have to confess. It's a Buddhist practice called Satipatthana. Basically, it translates as mindfulness, or more accurately, the translation is maybe becoming aware. Doesn't that sound like something we should use in photography? That in fact, when we're out there with the camera, if we're only sensitive to the most spectacular things, those are the only things that'll get through our busy mind, what the Buddhists call the mind of the monkey. And so that's what we'll end up with photographically and creatively, is sort of the biggest crescendo and the loudest bang. But maybe there's room for smaller things, quieter things. And becoming aware and more sensitive is, I think, sort of the heart and soul of being an artist. So there is this Buddhist practice. Like I say, it's called Satipatthana. I wish I knew more about it. It's probably related to meditation of some kind or another. But I think it's something that we could probably pick a few creative ideas from relative to our art-making process. And the first step in Satipatthana is to simply drop thought. This is why I turn off the music when I'm photographing, because I've discovered it's a distraction. So I try to drop thought and simply become aware of what's there, listening more than looking. For some reason, and I'm not sure I understand why, I don't know enough about Buddhism to understand all of this, but the gateway to deeper consciousness appears to be the ears rather than the eyes. Strange for us photographers to think in those terms, but maybe if we can develop a greater awareness by putting more of our conscious attention on what we hear rather than what we see, maybe that will help us see more deeply. At least my initial experiments with that out in the field appear that it works. When I stop and listen and look and try to calm myself, I find a flood of photographic ideas come screaming through. Then I can get busy with the photographic parts again, and then I have to repeat, stop, listen, look, calm myself, and let the creative come through. Seems there's a pattern there, and maybe it's worth doing a little exploring more about what this idea is from our Buddhist friends.